The number of Defense Department civilian employees being furloughed is down from an initial estimate of 750,000. Congresswoman Nita Lowey stood Monday at the New York Army National Guard installation at Camp Smith in Westchester County.
Well, it's really unfortunate that after celebrating the birth of this great nation with fireworks, barbecues, various community events, just 4 days later, is the beginning of an 11-day furlough of Department of Defense civilian employees, people who are integral to supporting the men and women who defend our freedom. And these furloughs are the result of a reckless policy known as sequestration or across-the-board federal budget cuts. A total of 618,940 employees will experience furloughs of up to 11 days.
Lowey, the senior Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, says the furloughs affect 48 military technicians at Camp Smith. Nationwide, she says the cuts amount to an economic impact of more than $2 billion.
In New York alone, 10,194 civilian furloughs will result in the loss of almost $34 million in pay. And this puts an undue burden on civilian families.
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point in Orange County has around 2,000 federal employees, 1,300 of whom are represented by the American Federation of Government Employees Local 2367. Nearly all are being furloughed, according to AFGE President Don Hale, though he points to some exemptions that were granted. He says his union is taking a two-pronged approach.
First is to provide as much protection to the affected employees that are being furloughed. So we have a nationwide effort to help employees file an appeal with the Merit Systems Protection Board.
The U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board is an independent, quasi-judicial agency in the executive branch that decides matters between federal employees and their employer, the federal government. Hale says his union has never embarked on such a mass appeals process. Second on the priority list, says Hale, is to halt furloughs and, more broadly, sequester cuts. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney says the average salary lost in wages for West Point employees is more than $4,000 per person, which amounts to an 18% pay cut for the duration of the furloughs. At Camp Smith, Lowey says pay cuts average $2,700 per person. Maloney says the furloughs also affect the New York Air National Guard's 105th Airlift Wing at Stewart Air National Guard Base in Orange County, hitting about 400 employees. He says some of the worst effects of sequestration have not yet been seen.
But that will not be the case starting in October, and a year after that, and a year after that. Kids are being thrown out of Head Start. Education budgets are being cut. The most vulnerable are being affected. And we can do better.
AFGE's Don Hale agrees.
You know, I don't think that either one of those Congress people are going to be effective unless they can reach across the aisle and get support from the other side.
Lowey and Maloney say they are ready to compromise with the Republicans who control the House. Meanwhile, they say the furlough will directly impact local businesses and economies. Lowey says mechanics, electricians, computer technicians, and weapons technicians will be forced to scale back important upgrades and maintenance to vehicles, weaponry, and computer systems. And this, says Hale, will impact U.S. troops.
As the furloughs start today, I think that's the one thing that bothers me the most, is knowing that potentially these decisions that are being made or not made in Congress is going to have direct effect on those folks that are defending our freedoms.
Republican Congressman Chris Gibson, who had a 24-year career in the Army, has previously expressed his concern over defense spending cuts, but has different ideas about long-term deficit reduction. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.